إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله الله إلى الناس كافة بشيرًا ونذيرًا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أحبتي في الله وفي الإسلام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله والإحسان فإن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون My beloved brothers and sisters, I start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him for indeed He is worthy and deserving of our constant praise and gratitude. And I send blessings and salutations upon our beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, when I say this, my brothers, this is a statement that we use a lot as Muslims, brothers and sisters, ikhwa, akhi this and ukhti that. But the reason we say that is because we truly are meant to be brothers to each other. And that means something. I guarantee you that if you have family members that are suffering, that you are emotionally at the very least suffering with them. That you have empathy, that you feel that pain because of how close they are to you. What makes Muslims special and different is it is that relationship that we have with all who say La ilaha illallah. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً Indeed, all the believers are brothers. All of them. And the moment someone says their shahada, we welcome them to the greatest and biggest family in the world. And with that comes a sense of responsibility towards each other. With that comes an understanding of what it means to be united. With that comes love, wilaya. Allah says in the Quran, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ Indeed, the believer men and the believing women are to each other awliya, protectors, brothers, friends, loyal towards each other. Each one of us, our pain is the other's pain, our joy is the other's joy. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us special. Now let me ask you, my brothers and sisters, have we fulfilled the responsibility of being a true brotherhood as it relates to what's happening all over the world? There are so many pain points in the Muslim Ummah. So many. And the Prophet described us as one body. كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ Like one body. If one part is feeling pain, the whole body is awake at night and in fever. If your toe is hurting, you are all day bothered. The Muslim Ummah, wherever they may be, في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها, the East and the West and the whole world, when they are suffering, we suffer with them. That is what it means to be a Muslim. And that then turns into actions. It's been almost a year that the onslaught on Palestine, the current onslaught, as for the actual predicament, the crisis, the occupation, has been going on for far too long. We as the Muslim Ummah, we mobilized, we reacted, we spoke out, we felt the pain for the first 3 to 4 months. Then, as it disappeared from the news cycles, it disappeared from our minds. It disappeared within our communities. We got busy. Life continues. They're still being bombed. They're still being killed. They're still being oppressed. They have no medicine. They have no help except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the little aid that comes to them. And we go about our day. Sudan. The Rohingya brothers and sisters from Myanmar. All over the world, different pain points. I'm mentioning a few, but there are so many. How many of us are aware and constantly conscious of that? And you might be wondering, well, Sheikh, how can we constantly be conscious of it and aware of it? Would you not be aware of it and conscious of it if it was your own flesh and blood brother? Yes, you would. What makes them different? Is it because they are far away? No. That care, that pain in itself is an ibadah. And it is from that pain, from that concern, from that worry, that will make you raise your hands and make dua, which is our greatest asset. We have Allah raising our hands. But when they are not on your mind, then you will not even be able to make dua for them because you are not remembering them. Do you see the importance of being conscious of your brothers and sisters? That at the very least, we can stand in front of Allah and say, Ya Allah, I was powerless, but I did what I could. I was, when it came to my dua, I ensured I was remembering all of them. That's the very least. And when I say the very least, I'm not trying to minimize dua. Dua is the most powerful tool we have, but it's a tool we all can engage in. Education. Many young Muslims are not aware of what's happening in the world. They are not aware of the oppression that is taking place, nor the systems that put this oppression in place to begin with. They do not know the history. They do not know currently what's happening in the world. And we, and this is very relevant, as now a new school year is starting, we are getting ready to send them out for their education. Are we thinking about ensuring our young Muslims that are growing up, the next generation, are informed not just about their deen, not just about the rights of Allah, not just about Tawheed, which is the essence of everything, but they are also informed of what's happening in the world. Why are we fragmented? Who caused us to be fragmented? What are the leading causes? Who in our, from our family, from the Muslim brothers and sisters, are suffering the most? And what are some of the ways we can alleviate that? What are some of the strategies we can put in place? Long-term vision. We speak about people like Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, a great hero. We speak about them, but Salahuddin al-Ayyubi grew up in a home. He had a mother and father. He was raised. We need to think about the future generation. Do they care about the ummah? Do we instill that in them? And before that, do we instill in them an attachment and love to Allah? And attachment and love for the deen. Because if you have a love for Allah and a love for the deen, you're going to love those who love Allah and the deen, which are your fellow brothers and Muslims everywhere. So what is my call here today for myself and for all of you? Number one, don't abandon and forget your brothers and sisters. At the very least, do the most powerful thing, which is raise your hands and make dua for them after your salah at night. When you're alone, remember them. Just like you would remember your sibling, your cousin who is in the hospital. That's the very least. That we behave like the ummah that we are. My brothers and sisters, we should also continue the great works that have been doing. Let's not take our foot off the gas. We need to continue. Let's not be reactionary. There have been many movements that are celebrated that were movements that brought about reform. And a lot of times there are certain things people talk about. But what they forget is for every liberation, for every civil rights movement, for every conquest, there were those that were putting the work inconsistently. What we cannot expect is to do nothing and or react for a little bit of time and not put the work in. We need people that are educated. We need people that care. We need people that know their deen. We need people that know the Quran, and I'm not just talking about recitation. We need people that understand what it means to be the inheritors of the prophets, the upholders of justice, the adl and the justice that the Prophet came with. We need to be people that understand that it is our collective responsibility as the Muslims to take humanity away from the many darknesses that they are in to the one true light, Al-Islam. And those darknesses take different forms. It is because of those darknesses that they are in, the shirk that they are in, the sins that they are in, the hedonism that they are in, the chasing of the dunya that they are in, that is causing them to be the oppressive people that they are, calling them to tawheed. That responsibility is our responsibility. But to do our job effectively, to be the right type of ambassadors of Islam, yes, we need ilm. Yes, we need ibadah. Yes, we need dua. But we also need to understand that we need to do it together. One ummah, one body. That we feel each other's pain and we work to remedy it to the best of our abilities. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. My beloved brothers and sisters, it is also important that we correct our mindsets. Number one, Allah promised those who follow the path of the prophets, who single their worship out for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the true believers, that in the end they are the ones that will be victorious. They are the ones that will have the end victory. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The end victory belongs to the pious. So your responsibility is to be among the pious, among the Muslims, among the worshippers. That being said, you're not promised that immediately. You're not promised that right now. And your responsibility is not just to aim that you are there when that victory, when that happens, but to be honored, to be part of the process of it happening. To be part of the process, right? That you are part of the process of the spreading of Islam and adl and justice. That you are part of the process of alleviating suffering and injustice. That you are part of the process of bringing about generations that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That's the honor. There were many sahaba that lived in Mecca under oppression. Many sahaba that never saw an Arabia that said la ilaha illallah. Many sahaba that all they knew was a Mecca that was filled with idols. That all they knew were Muslims that were being oppressed. They didn't see Medina. They didn't see the many victories the Prophet had. They didn't see the return to Mecca. They didn't see the idols being removed. They didn't see that, but they were still victorious because they were part of the process and they were upon the ibadah of Allah until the day they met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why is that important? Because that protects us from feeling defeated. Because we have assurances that as long as we are on the right path, that the end victory belongs to the believers. And there may be tests as we are on this journey. Be part of the process. Be part of the solution. Be part of the da'wah. Be part of the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that will take many forms. And what we have to ask ourselves is, as a mother, what is my role? As a father, what is my role? As a worker that works in a particular bit, what is my role? And each one of us, there are certain things that we can all do. We can all make dua. We can all spend on that which will aid and help the ummah. We can all speak out against the evil that we see. And then there are certain things that we can specialize in and do differently. And that's extremely important, my brothers and sisters. It comes from a place of responsibility that we're able to stand in front of Allah and say, yes, Ya Allah, we truly did care for our ummah. They truly were my brothers. And the brotherhood of Islam does so much good for us. It also eliminates the poison that is in our communities. The poison of tribalism. The poison of me and my brother against my cousin. Me and my brother against my cousin against the world. This mentality that we are putting each other in little groups. In Islam, we do not divide each other based on any lines. No tribal lines. No borders in countries. I am a Somali and you're a Saudi and you're a Pakistani and we don't care about each other. No, we are all Muslims and we all care about each other. This is extremely important because the things that the deen came to eliminate, if we keep bringing them back, There's only one function for our different ethnicities and countries, and that function is لِتَعَارَفُ, so that we may know each other. It is among the signs of Allah that we all look different, have different languages. It's beautiful. But it is not how we organize each other, how we show loyalty towards each other. It is Islam. And that's important because at some point there was a trend that was, especially in certain countries, hashtag Palestine ليس قضيتي. They were writing online, not my problem. Palestine, not my problem. Sudan, not my problem. Oh, what is your problem? Oh, my area, my country. This type of thinking is poisonous. Islam came to get rid of it. We cannot continue bringing it back up to life. We need to fear Allah in this regard. And finally, my brothers and sisters, the strongest things that can unite us is Tawheed. There's a saying, كلمة التوحيد قبل توحيد الكلمة. The statement of Tawheed comes before the uniting of the Ummah. Meaning what? Yes, we need to be united. But the easiest way to do that is to ensure that we are all believing the same thing, promoting the same thing, calling to the same thing, and being true Muslims. Getting rid of sin, getting rid of innovation, getting rid of shirk, coming together as brothers. May Allah make us among those that truly care for their brothers and sisters, wherever they may be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse our hearts and make us love one another and be true awliya to each other. Sallu ala nabiyyikum amarakum Allah ta'ala haythu qal, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiy, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wardi Allahumma an khulafahi al-arba'a Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali, wa an sa'il as-sahabati wa tabi'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm al-din. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.